Yorkton, we might be on the eve of the calendar turning to May, but curling fans have one big event left this season, the Quixote Tractor Champions Cup. The event, part of the Pinty's Grand Slam of Curling Series, has special significance for Saskatchewan fans as it is being hosted in Regina starting May 2. It's definitely a very special opportunity, said Trent Knapp, led with Team Knapp, which is very much a Regina-based foursome with Skip Kelly Knapp, second Mike Armstrong and third Brennan Jones. We've spent the majority of our lives in Regina. Trent Knapp added the event is huge for local fans too as it brings the best teams in the world to the city for a few days. The Knapp team are certainly going to be the crowd favorites as the only Saskatchewan-based team in the field. Hopefully we'll give them lots of reasons to cheer, said Trent Knapp, adding, we'll definitely feel their support. Generally media talks to team skips, so with Trent on the phone it was a great opportunity to talk about the role as a lead. He said with the changing rules of the game restricting when rocks can be eliminated, and even no tick rules, the role of the lead has simplified, almost never being called up to throw a takeout shot, and rarely even a draw to the house. But, what they are asked to do, set up ends with well-placed shots, is critical, he added. You have to curl 90%, or better, as a lead, said Trent Knapp, adding if you don't you put so much pressure on the rest of the team to clean up the end. Quote dot dot dot. Well-placed lead shots, help out a team, the skip, an awful lot. The Knapp rink came to the forefront of men's curling in Saskatchewan representing the province at the recent Brier finishing with a 4-4 record just outside the playoffs. I think when we reflected on the week we were pretty comfortable with where we finished, offered Trent Knapp, adding they simply didn't get past the best teams other than a win over Reed Carruthers, only to then lose to Nova Scotia's Matthew Manuel, a game they expected to win. What the team did gain was experience playing under the pressure of a Brier. If we have the opportunity to go again we'll be just so much better, suggested Trent Knapp. So looking ahead to Regina, what does Team Knapp need to do to be in the playoff mix? Obviously to win we're going to have to be at our very best, said Trent Knapp. We are seeing the best of the best. We'll have to be bare flawless. But we think we can hang in there. Team Knapp starts the Champions Cup against Team Botcher May 2.